This past Saturday, approximately 130 people packed into the historic Italian Club in Ybor City to hear a day-long discussion on improving Tampa's trade and travel relations with Cuba. Three Tampa City Council members, all possible mayoral candidates in 2011, were at the event, which featured a phone call from three members of Congress working on legislation to lift the travel ban to the communist island. The event was put together by Al Fox, a congressional candidate in Tampa in 2006, who runs the Alliance for Responsible Cuba Policy Foundation, an anti-embargo group. He said there will soon be more activity among Tampa officials to try to foster business relations with the Cuban government soon.
The grapevine says that there's several delegations from the Tampa area that will be going to Cuba in the next 4, 5, 6 months.
The summit was held as many believe that Tampa has fallen behind other cities in establishing trade relationships with the Cuban government. Patrick Mantega, the publisher of the Ybor City newspaper La Gaceta, says that the Tampa Port Authority is the only delegation to go to Cuba.
And my understanding is that trip did not go very well, that the discussions weren't about trade. There was a lot of animosity on the Tampa side during that trip. So as far as I know, the only official trip Tampa's had down there left a bad taste in the mouth of those who are in charge of trade in Cuba. So Tampa is behind. Places like Mobile, Jacksonville, Pensacola, New Orleans, these places have done a better job of getting contracts out of Cuba.
Mantega says doing business with Cuba is not like doing business with any other country.
Their trade decisions are also political decisions. And when you sell to anybody, you have to understand what motivates them. You have to understand what you need to bring to the table. And Tampa refuses to want to do that.
Massachusetts Democratic Representative William Delahunt was scheduled to appear at the event, but Friday night's vote on climate change legislation forced him to speak to those assembled via a piped-in telephone line. Delahunt is sponsoring H.R. 874, the Freedom of Travel to Cuba Act, which has over 150 House co-sponsors that would end the current ban on travel by Americans to Cuba. Among the speakers at the forum included Tony Martinez, an international trade consultant who has served as a foreign policy advisor to New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. Martinez briefly described a recent poll conducted by Miami-based pollster Ben Dixon and Associates that reported that a majority of Cuban and Americans favor ending the 50-year-old trade embargo imposed by the U.S. government. When asked why the embargo continues, Martinez said it was because of political contributions to members of Congress.
There was a small group of donors, less than 5,000 donors, individuals, contribute money to a political action committee, and that $1 million gets spread around the entire U.S. Congress in donations. And that has the unfortunate effect of keeping this issue, makes this issue a domestic policy when this is really a foreign policy issue, and it also unfortunately distorts the views of members of Congress because all of a sudden, you have members of Congress who vote to keep restrictions in place or keep restrictions on fellow Americans to travel when they haven't even gone to Cuba themselves.
Earlier this year, President Obama reversed Bush administration policies on travel and remittance restrictions for Cuban Americans that police advocates for greater relations between the two countries. But some critics say Obama should go further. Wayne Smith is a senior fellow with the Center for International Policy and the former chief of the U.S. Interest Section in Havana from 1979 to 1982. He said he was surprised how slow the administration has moved on a number of foreign policy fronts.
They lifted the restrictions on the travel and remittances of the Cuban Americans, but not of American academics. They didn't restore people-to-people travel. There had been an indication that they would do that, but they did not. They left Cuba on the terrorist list. No evidence at all that Cuba should be there, but they left it on. It's been rather disappointing. I can understand Obama being careful. And also, we have to understand, Cuba's not a priority item. They have all kinds of things that they must focus on, economic, other foreign policy issues, the war in the Middle East, North Korea, and so forth.
Three members of the Tampa City Council were at the event. Commission Chair Thomas Scott led the invocation. Council member Linda Salcena visited Cuba herself in 2004 and is widely expected to run for mayor of Tampa in 2011.
If I were mayor, I would build upon the historic close relationship that Tampa and Havana have enjoyed and use the international trade opportunities to our betterment as well as enriching our community because of the historical, cultural, social history we share.
City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern will be going on a 4-day trip to Cuba next month. She says she's never been to the island and wants to meet the people and government officials there to let them know Tampa wants to do business with them.
This is why there are so many business people interested. We have the Port of Tampa. We are the closest port to Havana, to Cuba. And we're doing less trade than the other ports, than I think Miami and Jacksonville.
Mulhern is also considering a run for mayor in 2011. In Florida, of course, having a day-long forum on improving relations with Cuba is going to court controversy. A handful of protesters stood outside the Italian club as people entered the building Saturday morning. One was Orlando Rodriguez, the president of the Cuban Historical and Cultural Center. He reacted viscerally when asked about the fact that the U.S. government does business with other communist regimes with dubious human rights records, such as China.
Our government here in the United States have trade, commercial trade with China. What is happening with China? China have improved to the point that now it's a threat to the national security of our government here in the United States. And none of the human rights of the Chinese people have improved at all. On the contrary, you know, they have more sophisticated methods to control and to repress the Chinese population. I mean, that is the best example that you can provide.